ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin. The Gemara starts off saying, on the bottom of Samach Testament Beis, that Zoyna Vedas Kechavim Yisrael Mesuven Etzla, Chamra Shori. The wine is a mutter, because need to takif lu yitra da Avodah, yitra di ayin etzach lo takif lu. Even though these people that are with the Zoyna, it's takif, it's the yitzer of Znus is strong by them, but the yitzer of Yai Netzach is not so strong. So therefore, they won't be menasech. But here's in Rashi, lakif lulu l'nesuche. They're going to be menasech. Very strange. Why it was strange? Why would we think they would be menasech? In the next part of the Gemara, with the Zoyna Yisraelis, Rashi says, shavka lulu l'nesuche. She lets them be menasech. So the Ran actually says also by us, that the question is not whether the Yisraelim will be menasech themselves, but whether they'll let the Zoyna of Eretz Yisrael be menasech. That's what the Ran says. That's the Pshat and Rashi. The Rashash says that is correct. The Girsa and Rashi that leishavik lahu l'nesuche. I think if you have an Oiz v'Hadar Gemara, they already tell you that over here. That the question is, will they let her be menasech or they not let her be menasech? So the Gemara says that Rava says that they won't, because even though the Yetzirah of Znus is strong by them, not the Yetzirah of Yai Netzach, and therefore there's no chash that she was menasech the wine. So there's a sugin b'chayrus, the sugin b'chayrus in Aflamid. There the Gemara deals with whether a chashul the davar echad is a chashul l'kolot Torah kula. When we see a person he chashed for one avira, how much do we assume that he's also chashed in other things that we haven't seen him be over? Or do we assume that he's also chashed in that? The opinion of Rav Meir is that chashed l'davar echad is chashed l'kolat terukula. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. The Chachamim say no, chashed l'davar echad is not a chashed l'kolat terukula. However, it's mavur in the Gemara that on something that's only on something which is more chamur. Something which is more chamur, or as it's sad that it's more chamur. The Ramban speaks out, the Ramban wrote a Hilchos Bukhiris. There's no riff in Meseches Bukhiris, so the Ramban wrote a halacha similar to what the riff wrote. The Ramban writes there in Hilchos Bukhiris that the Ramban and argue on Rav Meir, and they say that Choshul Dover Echad is not a Choshul for us other things. It's only which things are more chamur, or at least have it sad that they're more chamur. In some ways, they're more chamur. But something which is equal or is more kal, then if you're Choshul for the one that's chamur, you're also Choshul the one that's kal. That's the Ramban says. However, the Ramban says there's one exception. Even though we say that a person that choshed lachomer is choshed lachal, but in a case when it's takif luhu yitzra for the chomer, then he's not choshed lachal. When there's a specific yitzra hara that would lend a person to be over the thing that's chomer, so the fact that we're seeing over an avera chamura does not tell us that it'll also be over an avera hakal. And the makar of the Ramban is from our Gemara. And even though the Aveira of Znus is much more farther than Aramis, Baila Aramis Kanoim Pugimboy, the Aveira of Znus is more chomer than the Aveira of drinking Yain Nesach or Stam Yainam. It's more chomer. But because it's Takiv Lo Yitzra, the Aveira of Znus, so there's a specific Yitzhahara of that, so we don't assume that there'll also be, that there'll also be over the Yitzhahara of Yain Nesach. That's the Ramban says. Merit Al Ghazi, who wrote a sefer on the Ramban's Halachas and Behilchas Bukhiris, asks, From the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Yotes, brings from the Tshuvas HaRamban, which actually it's Miuchos of the Ramban, but relates to Tshuvas HaRashba, that says that Yasum the Gemara in Chulin says that a mummer for Arelos, a person that did not give himself a bris mila, and he's a mummer, is not considered a mummer for Shechita. We trust his Shechita. Shechita is a Shechita Kshera. So ask the Rashba that mila is much more chomer than Shechita. Mila is a Chiv Kares, and Shechita is a Lav. So why don't we say that a mumer for Avera Chamura is a mumer for Avera Kala? So it says the Rashba, that's only when it's the same Inyan. The only time that we see that a person that's a mumer or Choshud for one Avera is Choshud for a similar or a more light Avera is only when they're the same topic. But Mila and Shechita are unrelated. The fact that a person is a mumer for Mila doesn't tell us anything about his Shechita. That's what he says. So asks the Marit Al-Ghazi, what was the Ramban's proof from our Gemara? Maybe it's the Ramban proved from our Gemara that a mumer for chomer is not mumer for kal, or a choshut for chomer is not choshut for kal. When it's takif yitzra for the avera chamura, no. Maybe the pshat in our Gemara is because it's two different types of averas. The averas nus and the avera of drinking yayin nesach are two different types of averas. So that's why the chshad on znus doesn't tell us anything about the chshad for yayin nesach. So Merit Al-Ghazi answers that we don't need to be the same avera mamish. In the Gemara there in Bechoros, they compare the different mecholos asuras of shvius and eating chulin betuma. Different types of mecholos asuras are all compared as being one avera. The avera is the avera of eating mecholos asuras. Says the Merit Al-Ghazi, not only eating from two different averas of eating are considered the same inyan, but even the avera of znus and the avera of eating is also considered one inyan. It's hanoas aguf. So if a person is choshev for one avera of hanoas aguf, he's also choshev for another avera of hanoas aguf, if it's more kal or if they're equal. Except for here, there's a specific svar that the Gemara says that takev lo yitzra the avera, and it's not a raya for the avera of znus. So this is the Ramban takes out of the Gemara that a chshad for an avera chamura doesn't tell us anything about an avera kala when there's a specific yetzer hara. Another point in this Gemara is the chiddush of the Taz in Kuf Chav Tes, Sifkatan Chav Dalin. The Taz says that we don't pass in like this Gemara la'alocha la'maitza. Because the Taz says it's only in times of Chazal that the Yisra of Yaines was very chamur. Stam Yenim was very chamur. Stam Yenim was even Asr Bahana. But Bizman Hazeh, it's only Asr B'shtiyah, and it's Mutter Bahana, and we see a lot of people that are pirates gather in this, and they drink Stam Yenim. So therefore, a person that's choshur for Averus Nus is choshur for this Avera, even though there is a specific Yetzer Hara for Nus. But the Taz says something that's just so kal b'enei ha'olam. This brings us from this in Kuf Yutes there in Yerideya, the Simen of Choshev. Something which is so kal b'enei ha'olam, we see a person is Choshev for one Avera, then he's also Choshev for an Avera, which is very kal. Therefore, Allah Chalamayis, we do not pass in like this Gemara. Another point here in the Hemshech of the Gemara, where it tells the story about when the Goy went into the house, and there was a biza bedasha. There's a hole, there's a window that you could see in to where the guy was. Somer says that the wine, which you can see from the outside, that wine is mutter, and the rest of the wine is aser. So many Rishonim have a girsa in the Gemara that the guy also had wine there. And also Rashi, even though we don't know whether Rashi had that girsa, Rashi does tell us that the guy had a chelik in the wine. So the Ritva asks, so in Cain, why is the rest of the wine mutter? The wine that, even the wine that could be seen from the window, why is that mutter? Hare the goy is not nitfas keganev ala knisa. Rashi tells us, you say it in the Hemshecha Gemara, and when the goy is not nitfas keganev ala knisa, even though he's nitfas keganev ala negia, so it's asr. As long as he's nitfas keganev ala knisa, so he's not nitfas keganev ala knisa. He has a reason to go in, so then all the wine is asr. So it's true that we can see him, but who cares if we can see him? He's not nitfas keganev. And therefore, the wine should be usher. So the Ritva answers that either the wine was becheskes hamishtamer, like we learned in yesterday's daf. The wine was becheskes hamishtamer, so therefore the guy is choshesh that Yisrael is gonna see him. Or that even though the guy had wine there, he was only allowed to go into this place with the wine, but Yerushas HaYisrael. I mean, if the guy and the Yisrael had wine together, they made some deal together that the guy can only go in when the Yisrael lets it. Because if the guy goes in when the Yisrael's not around, they're going to make problems. Kupanim, the Ritva says, the case was that the guy only had Rishus to go in when the Yisrael was there. And therefore, the wine that can be seen from the window, that wine is mutter. The Gemara that was, now afterwards tells us two more stories of a guy going into the house, and the klal is that if the guy is nitfas, Rabbi says that the klal is that if the guy is nitfas keganev, then the wine is mutter. If he's not nitfas keganev, then it's aser. Another story when the guy went into the house, and Rabbi says the klal that if the guy can be mishtamit, then the wine is aser, and if not, the wine is mutter. So he seemed to be Rabbi changed his lashon. First he said whether it's nitfas keganev, and afterwards, he said whether the goy could be mishtamit. So, what do these two different things mean? Of nitfas keganev and yahal mishtamit. So this concept of nitfas keganev is also mentioned earlier in the end of the fourth parak, and daf samechal from Beis Mamash at the end of the fourth parak. So Rashi there says nitfas keganev means that he's mefachim min hashofet. That when this guy is found as touching wine, which he's not allowed to touch, you could bring him to the court, and he's scared about going to court. He doesn't want to go to court. Certain people, he could care less. Certain people are above the law. That's a person that's lo nitfas kaganav. Person that's nitfas kaganav is a person who's scared of the law, who's scared of what the shofet is going to do to him. That's a person who's called nitfas kaganav. And then if he's nitfas kaganav, so he's worried what's going to happen, so then he's not going to touch. Person that's not nitfas kaganav, so he could care less if he'll touch. That's how Rashi says the pshat in nitfas kaganav. That's also most rishonim go with that pshat in nitfas kaganav. It's also the Shulchan Aruch passing away in Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sifhei. The Rambam says the pshat in nitfas kaganav means shu nivol mefachet kishenitfas. When you find him, he jumps. He's very scared. He's nervous. The way that he reacts when he's being found, that shows whether he is scared or not. The person that's very scared when he's found, that person, we're not choshish that he's going to touch. Person, you find him, he's not nivel, he's not worried. So then we're choshish that he touches. Because the Mishnah points out that the Rambam, it's a new pshat, and the Rishonim didn't say that way. But Allah, we pass on the Grashi, the pshat is of nifes kagana means that he's scared. But why? But it's so, that's so strange. So that's nifes kagana. Nifes kagana is the person that's scared or not scared. But Yochel Ishtamit is, can the person give an excuse or can he not give an excuse? Yochel Ishtamit is, he has a reason why he went into the house. And Lo Yochel Ishtamit is, he has no reason why he went into the house. Why did Rava change? Both cases should be either Tali Nifes Kaganif, or should be Tali whether the reason they went into the house or not. So I was very bothered by this question. I found that the Drisha in Kuf Chofetz, he's Oymer on this point. And the Drisha says that it's Tali. That he says that the first case of the Gemara when Rava says Nifes Kaganif was a case when it was in an Ushpiza. Ushpiza is an inn, a hotel, where there's a lot of people there. Also, the Gemara in Daf Samech Aleph and Beis, talking about Hukarcha. Hukarcha is a street, a city. It's a place in the middle, a public place where there are a lot of people around. So in these cases, Avada the Goy can go next to the wine. Everyone can go around as they want. You have a freedom to walk where you want, in the Ushpiza, or the Karcha. You could go wherever you want. So the only defining factor that I have there is whether he's nitfas kaganif or not nitfas kaganif. Is he going to touch or not going to touch? That's the one question that's at hand. So that's what I need to know. For sure he's going to be next to my wine, but the goyim have the right to be next to the wine. The question is, will he go and have the audacity to go touch my wine? So if he's nitfas kaganif, he's afraid what will happen to him, then he thinks he'll be taken as a ganif. So then we assume that he doesn't touch. But if he's learning for Skaganev, so then he's going to touch. That's in the case when there's a public area. Masha'in came in Ahu Besa, when the guy went into the house of the Israel. So why did he go into the house? He has no right going into the house. The fact that he went into the house, so then the question is does he have a right to go there or not? So then the question is he Yochel Ishtamit or not Yochel Ishtamit? If he has a reason that he went into the house, so then he could, then he didn't touch the wine. If he has no reason, so then we're not chayish that he didn't touch the wine. That's what the Rishu says of Galtik Pshat in the Gemara. That's why Rava changed his nusach from Ishtamit and Nifes Kaganif. But there's still another point though. But even in the case when the guy has the right to go into my house, so he's Yochel Ishtamit. So why is the wine usher? It should still be Tovi, whether he's Nitfes Kaganav or not Nitfes Kaganav. The guy, if he's Yochel Ishtamit, it's a reason that he can get into my house. It's no different than the wine which is in the street, or the wine which is in the hotel, where everyone has a right to go there, but still if the guy is Nitfes Kaganav, it's going to be mutter. So why in this case, when the guy has a right to go into the, he has an excuse, why he went into the house, why do we assume that the wine is usher? It should still be Tovi whether he's Nitfes Kaganav or not Nitfes Kaganav. Says the Drisha, this was the Makar for Rashi. And Rashi says that if he's Yochel Ishtamit ala Knisa, even though he's in a Yochel Ishtamit ala Negia, the wine is going to be Aser. Because, says Rashi, why did he go in? Why else would he go into my house? To walk around in the street, for sure everyone walks around in the street. To go into this inn where a lot of people are, everyone goes there. So there's nothing special, the fact that the guy is walking around in this place. So my only question is he going to touch or not going to touch? When the guy goes into my house, and he has no right to go into my house. So he found an excuse to go into my house. He made up an excuse. But the fact that he went into the house, that is ma'ir to me achshash that he's going to touch. Even though when I find him at touching, he's going to be very scared. But the fact that he went in to the house, which place where he doesn't have a right to be, so that already is ma'ir by us achshash that he's going to touch, even though he really would be scared about touching. If he's caught there, he's going to be nifas ganav and he'll be scared. But the fact that he went in, it seems that it's such a strong yetzer hara to go and to get my wine. So that's why I'm choishish him for the negia, even though he's nifas kaganiv al negia. So this drisha says was the makar for Rashi. Gval tekapshat in the Gemara, and gval tekapshat in Rashi. But on the zikr din of Rashi, that Rashi says when a person that's yochol ishtamit ala knisa, even though he's nifas kaganiv al negia, so the wine is usher. The Rashi and Teres Abayis assume that b'fi Rashi, even if the door is open, the wine is also going to be usher. Why? Because the point that Rashi says, why did he go into the house? The fact that he went into the house, that tells me that Mistami is going to touch the wine. So even the door is open, the Rashi holds that it's usher. You also saw that in the Ridva that we mentioned before, the Ridva in the previous sugi with the Biza, when there's a way to look in into the house. So Ridva says it's like the door is open, but even when the door is open, it's usher according to Rashi. That was the basis of the Ridva. That's what the Rashi takes on Lamaisa, Lafi Rashi. Even if the door is open, so the wine is going to be usher. The Rashba asks that in Cain, so it comes out a tremendous chiddush. That anytime that, even if I have a door open of my house, if I find the guy inside the house and all the wine is usher, because the guy can make up any excuse. The guy says that he heard a lion roaring, he saw soldiers coming, and he made it some reason why he had to run away. So my wine is always going to be usher. Therefore, the Rashba says that the Rashba argues on Rashi, passing like the Ravid, that the only time that is usher is when the door is closed. But as long as the door is open, then it's mutter. That's the opinion of, that's what the Rashba says to argue on Rashi. However, the Rush in Siman Tezayin says that even according to Rashi, it's only usher when the door is closed. Because the door is open, then the guy is for sure scared. Even though he has a reason why he came in here. But even talking about a guy who's even nifas kaganiv when he's not touching. So he has a reason why he came in, but the door is wide open, and for sure the guy is scared to go touch the wine. So even according to Rashi, we need that when he's nitfes, when he has yochel ishtamit and going into the house, that the wine is usher, even though he's nitfes kaganif ala negiyam, it's only when there's no specific fear, the door is wide open and anyone can see him. Door is closed, but there's still a possibility that it will come in. But you don't have there's a unique fear when the door is wide open and that everyone can see what you're doing. So then even according to Rashi, it's going to be usher. Now, when the door is closed, then he's not choishish that he's going to be found for the negiyah. Even though when he's found, he's going to be nervous, but he has reason why he's in, and that's why he went in. He went in. Why do you go in, Bichlal? It's only reason he went in was to get my wine, and the door is closed. So he assumed that he's going to get off free, and no one's going to find him. And that case that Rashi was machna. So again, what we found here on this topic of the nifas kaganev and the yochel ishtamit is that there are two categories when the wine is around in a place that people normally are there, like in the street or in an inn. So then it's totally whether it's nifas kaganev or not nifas kaganev. Nifas kaganev, Rashi says, is that he's afraid of the judge. Ramam says that he was scared when he was caught. That's nifas kaganiv. Then there's another category which is called yochel ishtamit, which is why did he go into the house? If he has a reason to explain why he went into the house, that's a place where he does not belong. If he has a reason to explain why he went into the house, then the wine is usher. And Rashi says, even though he's nifas kaganiv, al hanegiyah. The Rashba and the Ridva assume the firashi that even if the door is open, then it's still going to be usher. The Rush says of firashi that no, that only when the door is closed, then he thinks that he's going to get away with it, that no one will see him. And the Rashba, Lamaisa, agrees, Ladina, to the Rush, but he just says that's not the opinion of Rashi. The Rashba and the Ravid say that Ladina is only usher when the door is closed. Another point, the Gemara really is the Gemara we skipped, the Gemara right before this Gemara, the story when they have the guy that lives downstairs and Yisrael that lives upstairs, and Rashi says that Yisrael can see the guy, and then they heard a kol tigra, heard a noise from outside, and they went out, and then the guy ran in first before the Yisrael. So the wine is mutter, because the guy says, just like I came in, the Yisrael came in before me, and then we're choishish, and then the guy is choishish that the Yisrael still sees him, and therefore the wine is mutter. So the Rambam brings this down in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf. Rambam says Yotu bebehola. They went out in a hurry, in a rush. Liroy schasin o hesbid. Then the wine is mutter because shalay sagar akum el al dashik far nichnas a Yisraeli lebeisai. Well, nisher adam bachutz. Kimedum alay shu kadamai. Because the guy wouldn't close the door because he assumed that the Yisrael is already there. And he thinks that the Yisrael went in before him, even though the mice of the Yisrael is still outside. Because the guy assumed that the Yisrael went in before him, so then the wine is mutter. So the Kesef Mishnah is like the Rambam, that it's dafka if they went out in a hurry. But if they went out regularly, they went out to take a walk together, and then the Yisrael stayed in the shuk, and then the guy came back in. So then the wine is usher, because the guy knows that the Yisrael is outside. But when the whole thing was done in such a behala, without too much thinking, it's just rushing and running. So then the guy doesn't know really where everyone is holding. So then he assumes that these Yisrael went in before him. So back to the Rambam, like this in the Gemara, the Shama called Tigra. Tigra isn't really a fight. They saw something out of the ordinary going on outside, and that's why they went out quickly. But in a normal case, when they just go out together, so then if the guy comes in before the Yisrael, then the wine is going to be usher. The Gemara tells us another story. When the guy was, and the Yisrael were together drinking wine, and the Yisrael heard the call Tzluye, heard the Gabbai telling people that it's time to come to shul. So he went to Davin. So the wine is mutter. Because the guy thinks Yisrael is going to come back right away. So Tesis asks from the Mishnah that when you have a guy in your house and you leave, so the wine on the table is usher. Even if the wine in the rest of the house, yain shal adul b'ki, is going to be mutter. But the yain al shulchan is usher. And here it's mashal, even the yain on the shulchan is mutter. They're drinking wine together. So mashal then said the wine is mutter. That the guy, in the middle of the meal, even the guy, the Yisrael walks out for a second, the guy thinks that he has the right to touch the wine. So that wine should be usher. The wine on the shulchan should be usher. So taste is in the chanami. The wine is on the shulchan is usher. The Gemara is only talking about the wine al adulviki, which we saw in the Mishnah. That type of that wine is mutter, even when the guy is together with Yisrael. Or Taisa says that even the wine on the shulchan is mutter when even Yisrael didn't tell him having mezoig v'shaisa. Yisrael didn't tell him to go that he has the right to drink. So then, even though they're drinking wine together, the guy doesn't feel that he has the right to take any more wine, and then the wine will be mutter. It says another tarot b'shein the Ravid that the Mishnah is talking about the Yisrael invited the guy to come to his house to have a meal, to drink wine together. So then the guy feels like a balabas that he could take the wine. The Shinkin here, even though they were drinking wine together, but each one was drinking their own wine. Everyone had their own wine. So therefore the guy doesn't feel that he has the right to touch the wine of the Yisrael. And because he thinks the Yisrael is coming back soon, so therefore the wine is mutter. Another point here is the Gemara says that when they were, the Yisrael and the guy were drinking wine in the boat, and the Yisrael heard that the blow for Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos was about to start, so he left. So the wine is also mutter. Because why? The guy thinks that the Yisrael is going to come back to get his wine. And even though it's what about Shabbos? The guy also knows that it's about to be Shabbos? No. The guy thinks that Yisrael don't keep Shabbos. Right, because the Isser Gura, the Ger, said that when I was a guy, we said the guy that the Jews don't keep Shabbos. Because if not, how come there aren't more wallets found in the Shuk on Shabbos? It must be that the Israel is not keeping Shabbos, and therefore they're bringing their things home. And Gemara says that what's the reason? How come there aren't wallets found around outside on Shabbos? Because they don't know that Allah is like Rabbi Yitzchak. Damar Rabbi Yitzchak, I might say kiss b'Shabbos. Ma'alichay pachos midalad amis. So a person finds a kiss on Shabbos can be ma'alich pachos midalad amis, and get it home. So the ma'isa the Gemara here is saying a chiddush ladina nochel Shabbos. And a person finds a mitzvah on Shabbos is allowed to carry it pachos midalad amis, and therefore he can get it home. The Yavit says that's incorrect, the Girsa. The Girsa should not be Hamoitzei, one who finds, but rather Hamoitzi, one who takes out. One who takes out his kiss on Shabbos, he's allowed to be Moilichet less than Dalar Amis. But finding a kiss on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Moilichet less than Dalar Amis. The Makar of this Sugya is the Sugya in the end of the last parak of Shabbos, in the beginning of the last parak of Shabbos, and of Kufnun Gimel. But a person that's coming home on Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos is starting, and he's not home yet. So what does he do about his wallet? The whole list of things, where he's supposed to give it to, put on his animal, or give it to a goy, give it to a katan. And one of the options there is to make less in dollar amounts. That's the last resort over there. But that's on a person that has his kiss on him, he has his wallet on him, and he wants to get it home. Only there do we find the kula of carrying less than dollar amounts. Less. Just to point out, there is a heter that exists always. You can carry something in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim less than dollar amounts. One time. You can carry it from point A to point B, which are less than dollar amounts apart. That is mutter. But to carry it many, many amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, just each time, less than dalat amos, even though there's no isher deraisa in that, but midrabanan it's aser, because we're chayshish, that you carry it in one go, for amos, and that's a chiv skila, that's a chiv shabbos. So therefore, we allow a person to carry one time less than four amos. But to carry more than four amos, even though it's even if it puts it down in the middle, so that's chazal, we're not making. That's an issur drabon. So the Yavid says that the Gerson argument is only hamoitzi. When one person takes it out, there's a specific kul over there for one's wallet that he shouldn't. Person should be bo al mamoinai. The Gemara says he's very. If you tell him to put his wallet down here for the whole Shabbos, he's not going to do that. He wants to go home. So we tell him that he can't carry it less in dalat amos. Then he's just going to carry it straight home and do every day issur skila. So there we were makel that he can carry it less in pachos mi dalat amos. But in all other cases, you find him at sea on Shabbos, there's no hetzer to carry it pachas midal adamas. That's what the Yavid says. That is the opinion of most Rishonim, and that's what's passed in the Shulchan Aruch, Erechaim, Thimin Reishvav, Sif Zayin. That the only time that a person can only carry something pachas midal adamas, if it's his own thing, that it's his wallet, or something that he found before Shabbos started, but if you find something on Shabbos, there's no hetzer to carry it pachas midal adamas. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chof Halacha Zayin says that before you were zeichan it. If you could wait till Matzei Shabbos, that's the best. If you find a metzia and you can't, so many hours till Shabbos is over, you can't wait, so you can carry it pachas midal adamas. So the Ravid says ze shibush. No, it's incorrect. Vadi, you can't carry pachas midal adamas. So it's difficult from the Rambam, the sugya and Shabbos there. We won't get into that right now. But l'nyonenu, the Gra and the Prima Gadim say makar the Rambam samar sugya that even when you find something on Shabbos, so you can carry pachas midal adamas. That's it. The Rambam was gerit hamoitse, like it says in the Gemara by us, not hamoitse. And hamoitse, it means someone that finds. Someone that finds a kiss on Shabbos is allowed to be merlich at pachas midal adamas. And they say the makar of the Rambam was from our Gemara. Just one other point here on this carrying pachas midal adamas. So Rashi says that you have to be omid lofush. You have to stop to rest in the middle. That's a call in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Hei, that a person that's carrying something and then he stops for a second. So if he was omad lekatef, if he was there to reorganize a thing on his shoulder or to help him to carried in a better way, so that's not called a hefsik. That's not called that he stopped his first sakira, and therefore if he continues to walk on afterwards, then he's chayiv. An oimid lekatev does not stop. But an oimid lofush, a person that stops to rest, so that ended the first sakira. That's called a hanocha on the first sakira. And then when you go pick up again, so that's a new akira. So Rashi says, you have to, if you want to be moedich pachos pachos midal aramis, you have to take a break. You have to stop to rest every less than four amis, and then you can continue on. However, the Beis Yosef in Simin Reish Tamach Vav brings some Rabbeinu Yeruchim that you sit down. Every lesson for Amos, you sit down, and then you stand up again. So the Magen Avraham there in Tzivkat and Tes asks that Harein Halacha, why do you need to daft to sit down? We know always that Oymid Lafush is considered a hefsek. Why does Rabbeinu Yeruchim say you need to sit down? So the Magen Avraham says that here, because you're only doing it that you shouldn't be over the Isra Shabbos, that's not called like Oymid Lafush. Oymid Lafush means you actually have to stop, you have to take a break. If you're only doing it in order that you shouldn't be over the Isra, but really you want to continue going on, that's not called a Hefsek. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But Rashi holds no. Rashi holds that really any time that you stop, that's called a Hefsek. Just Oymid Lekatef, because you're stopping to rearrange your things, that's necessary for the continuation of your walking, that you should be oymid lekatef, so that's not a hefsek. But as long as you're not Oymid Lekatef, anytime that you stop, it's called a Hefsek. You don't need to explain why you stopped. As long as it's not Lekatef, as long as it's not to reorganize the thing on your shoulder and to, that you should go weiter, then that makes a Hefsek. But the Rabbi Yerucham also know that you need to explain why you're stopping. It has to be a real stopping of your going, because you really want to stop here, you want to rest. Then only then is it called a stopping. Therefore, the only way to stop is by sitting down. By sitting down, so that then you for sure end the first second. That's called a hanacha. But as long as you're standing, that's not considered, that's not a hanacha on the first akira. It doesn't end the first akira. And therefore, you're chayiv if you continue going on. One other last point on this Gemara, when the koil of Erev Shabbos, that the wine is mutter, the Nekudas HaKetzev says that this is not applied to Bizman HaZeh, because Bizman HaZeh, the Goyim know that Yisrael, that the Jews keep Shabbos. So therefore, then they used to think that the Jews didn't keep Shabbos, and they had the proof from the fact that people didn't find wallets in the street on Shabbos. But now the Shach and Nekudas HaKetzev says that now the Goyim got smarter, and they knew that, they know that Jews do keep Shabbos. And therefore, the wine is going to be mutter. Sorry, the wine is going to be usser, because the guy is not choshesh that the Yisrael came back. The Yisrael wanted to keep his Shabbos, so he's not choshesh that the Yisrael is coming back anytime soon, and therefore the guy feels free to touch the wine. We now come to a very big sugya. The Gemara says that a ganovim that came to Medisa, and the omer do have barrels of wine. So Rav said that the wine is mutter, because roiv ganovim are Yisrael. Then the Gemara says that there was Ganovim that came to Narada. A similar story happened in Narada. And Shmuel wasn't so pashut to be matir. We'll see in a second why Shmuel was matir. So the question is, why didn't Shmuel use the Sfar of Rava? And Rava said that Rev Ganovim are Yisrael. So Elamite's clear that only in Pumpedisa, Rev Ganovim were from Yisrael. But in other places, no, we don't say that Rev Ganovim are from Yisrael. Taisim Bab Basra, Dafnun Heim and Beis says on our Gemara, he brings two other Gemaras. Say that the people in Pumbedisa, the Jews in Pumbedisa, were very not trustworthy. That it says that someone in Pumbedisa walks with you, and you have to change the place where you're staying, because somebody's going to break in and take your stuff. So the people in Pumbedisa, they were Ganovim. That's why in Pumbedisa we say that Rev Ganovim are Yisrael. But in other places, we don't say that Rev Ganovim are Yisrael. Rather, Rev Ganovim are Goyim. And therefore, it's not so pasha to be mekel. Or at least, there's no Rev Ganovim Yisrael. There's a suffix. Whether there's Ganovim or is a Yisrael or a Goyim. So it's not so pasha to be mekel. So why was Shmuel mekel in the story that happened in Nahar Dov? Gemara says that it's like, for our first assumes that's like Rebbe Lezer. And Rebbe Lezer says that suffix be a tar. The case that the person went into a bika, and the bika was Rosh Hashayachid, and he doesn't know if he went into the Sadeh, where the kever was. So according to Rebbe Lazar, he's tar, because he doesn't know that he went in there, so he's tar. And the Gemara says, no, there's no raya. There's no raya that Shmuel is going like Rebbe Lazar. Because here there was another suffix. Here, because kevet ikka de paschul l'shuma mayna, habalei seik seika. So there's one suffix by us, whether it was Yisrael or a guy, that's like one suffix, that's like the suffix of suffix bia. And then, shvitali n'machlekes Rebbe Lazar in the Rabbana. Because here the Gemara says there's an added suffix. Maybe they opened it with Shema Moina. And as Rashi says that once they'll see, they thought there was money inside. Once they see that there's wine inside, they won't get involved. They won't be Menasech. Here because there's a fake Sveika, so therefore it's Mutter. So what it sounds like from Riata, from the Gemara here, is that the Machlekes Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanon is about one suffix. When there's only one suffix, still Rebbe Lezer was Meko by suffix Bia. For whatever reason, we'll see why soon. But that was Machlekes Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanon was about one suffix. But by Sfeik Sfeik, even the Rabbanon agree that it's Mutter. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara here on Amad Aleph. Then you go to the Gemara on Amad Beis. One Amad Beis brings a story that happened in a Pumas that came to Narada. It also opened up a lot of barrels. And Rav Dimi said that Rebbe Lazar was Mekel. And Rav Dimi said, I don't know why he was Mekel. Is it because he held like Rebbe Lezer, who was a Tana, Rebbe Lazar is an Amira, Rebbe Eliezer is a Tana. Did Rebbe Lazar the Amira hold like Rebbe Eliezer the Tana and hold that Sofik be as Mutter? Or because he held that there's a rive people that go with the Pulmas that they're Israel? So he had a Sofik, whether he was Mekel here because of Sofik Bia, or he was Mekel because that they're Israel. So it's Mavur in the Gemara that without that on the side that there's no rive Israel, that the Taka rive Goyim, that it's only Mutter Lefi Rebbe Lezer. it's not mutter lefi the chachamim. So the Gemara says the same point. The Gemara says that the Gemara asks, why is it a suffix? If there's no roiv, if there's no roiv Yisrael, then it's a suffix maga. The Gemara says, came in the mifaschi tuva, ema dai to the mamoina paschal, because suffix be a dam. Because they open up a lot. A lot of times they open up for mamin. So then it's like suffix be and not like suffix maga. But yet it's before in the Gemara that only if you Rabbi Eliezer, it's mutter. But lefi the chachamim, it's aser. L'chayr, this Gemara is exactly like the Gemara in Amud Aleph, where we have a sfeik sfeika, a suffik whether it's Yisroel, a suffik whether it's a guy, and also a suffik that because he opened up l'shem l'shem amayna, so that's another suffik. L'chayr, it's a sfeik sfeika, and in Cain, it's mutter l'kuli alma. Why does the Gemara say that even if there's no Rav Yisrael, that if there's no Rav Yisrael, it's only mutter l'fir balezer? L'chayr, she's mutter even l'fi t'chachomim, because there's a sfeik sfeika. So this is a big question. Rashi was bothered by this question. And Rashi says that Rashi Nomad Bez Mavur, that if there's no Rav Yisrael, then you assume that it's a Vade that is a Goy. Rashi Dir Matzlan Vavoya Dana E. Rashi says, Ulkame Pora Cholav Savik Bihu, the Vade Ovi Kechavim Ayu. Seems that uncommon that there's a Roy Goyim, then we take on that there's a Vade Goyim. If there's a Vade Goyim, so then the only Savik is whether you touched or not. And then the Gemara says that the Savik here is like, is even though it's one Savik, it's like a Savik Bia. And the fear of Lezer, it's mutter. That's how Rashi is miyashi the sugya. So the sheet of the opinion of Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zarah is that the machlekes Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanon is by chad a sofik. When there's only one sofik, a sofik bia. That's when Rebbe Lezer holds it's mutter and the chum hold that it's aser. If there's a sfeik sfeika, even if the Rabbanon, it's tarim. This is the opinion of Rashi. So now this sugya of sofik bia is negeya in, besides being a Mishnah Maseches Tyrus, also comes up in Shas Bavli, in Psachim Daf Yudam and Aleph, and in Bava Basra Daf Nunheim and Beis. And the Rishayim are Meirich in the Sugyas to work out what is a Machlekes, the Rabbanan and Rebbe Lezer. And the main riots are actually from our Sugya in Aveda Zara, that is a Machlekes by Chad Sovik or Shnei Sekes. We're not going to right now get into all the applications of this, really. We'll try to get the Yisoyed Advarim right now. The application to the Sugya in Psachim, going to leave, that sugya is a difficult sugya in and of itself. The Gemara compares when Achbar going to a house that has chametz, Gemara compares it to the din of Safik Bia. It's a question, Bechlal, how to learn the Gemara. We're not going to get into that right now. We'll try to clarify the sugya, even Klali, of Safik Bia, which is a very big sugya, the opinions of the Rishonim, and the Seudas that come out of this sugya. So as we mentioned, the main question that starts in Pshat is where is the Machlekes Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanan? And the Rishonim, we say in Bava Basra Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, really Shtel Zavek, that it seems to be a steer in the two sugyas by two in Amud Aleph and Amud Beis by us in Avodah Zarah. That the Gemara in Amud Aleph is Mefurish, that by Sfeik Sfeika, the Chacham are Mekel, that's the Mefurish in the Gemara and Amud Aleph. And the Gemara in Amud Beis is B'Pshutai, before that is the sixth sfeika, and still it's much only for Belezer, but lefi the Rabbanon it's aser. And there seems to be a steer in the Rabbanon, where the Rabbanon makel b'makom sfeik sfeika or not. So as we said, Rashi answered this question, and Rashi said that no, that the Gemara Amud Beis is also called chad sofik. So that is, as we mentioned, the opinion of Rashi, that the machlokes is by chad sofik. Rashi in Psachim Lomaisa says not this way. Rashi there says the machlokes is by sfeik sfeika. But that's the Rashi changed the Pshat. Rashi by Yasin Avodah Zarah. There's a Machlekes says by Chad Safik. And Rebbe Lezer's Mekel, even though it's one Safik. Rabbanon or Machmir only because it's one Safik. But if it be Sfeik Sfeika, even the Rabbanon would hold that it's Mutter. So Tezin Bar Basra asks on Rashi from a Mishnah Maseches Tyrus. That's Mefurish. That Bereshus HaYochid, Safik Tumah Bereshus HaYochid is Tomei, Kol Sfeikos, Sfeikei Sfeikos, Shat Yochol HaHarbois, it's still going to be Tomei. Shusei Yochid, not only, there's a learned out of a pasuk by Saita, that Tzavik Tomei Bar Shusei Yochid is Tomei. Not only is it by one Tzavik it's Tomei, but even by Sveik Sveika it's Tomei. So how can Rashi say that Rebbe Lezer's Mekel even by Chad Tzavik? The Rabbanon are only Machmir by Chad Tzavik, but by Sveik Sveika they're Mekel. No. Even by Sveik Sveika the Rabbanon should be Machmir. That's before in the Mishnah. So Tzavik's answer is that in the Chanami, Rebbe Lezer's Mekel even by one Safik. The Mishnah there is going like the Chachamim. The Chachamim Lamaisa are Machmir by Tumah, Machmir even by Tzveik Tzveika. The head of the Gemara says by us in Avodah Zarah, by Tzveik Tzveika's Mutter, is only Lagabi Yayin Nesach. Because by Tzveik Tzveika, it's a unique Chumr that was said. Lagabi Savi Tumah Bershus Hayachin. It's all learned out of the Pasuk. We'll see later on how it's learned out of the Pasuk. But it's all learned out of the Pasuk that Savik Tumim Bersh Seyachid is Tameh, which according to the Chachamim applies not only to a Savik but also to a Sveik Sveika. All that is Tameh. That's a unique halacha in Dinei Tumah Bersh Seyachid. But in Kol HaTorah Kula we hold that Sveik Sveika is Mutter. So also by Yayin Esech, the Rabbanan agree that Sveik Sveika is Mutter. That's what it says in Bavash explains for Rashi. So really the Gemara by us, when it brought in Rebbe Lezer, really brought in the Chiddush of Rebbe Lezer. They brought in the Chiddush of Rebbe Lezer that Rebbe Lezer's makel even by one Safik when it's called the Safik Bia. The Chachamim are Machmir, because it's not their Machmir. They hold that all Sveikas are Tami, even many Sveikas are Tami. And Avodah Zarah, we don't have that unique Chumra. But we have the general Kula of Sveik Sveika. But Rebbe Lezer holds a specific Kula. That's what the Gemara wanted. There's a specific Kula from Rebbe Lezer that one Safik is, you know, one Safik is always Usher. But by Safik Bia, it's Mutter. And all, that he said that by Tumah. And that we're applying also to Yayin Nesach. That's what Tezis in Bava Basra explains the opinion of Rashi by us in Maseches Avodah Zarah. But the Iker opinion of Rebbe Lezer is something that needs explanation. Why is Rebbe Lezer Mekel by Chad Safik? Hooray, by Chad Safik, the Klal is always Ramachmir. And specifically by Tumah Bersh Sayachid. That's the Klal. We learn out of Saita. That Safik Tumim Bershusay Yochid is Sveik or Tameh. So what it has to be is that Safik Bia is a different type of Safik. The Ramban there, Malbasar Daf Nunei, is Oymen on this. The Ramban explains the opinion of Rashi. The Ramban says, Hoyol v'adova rochik, came in Tumim Makayim Echad, and Tumim Makayim Acher. It's considered a Safik rochik, because he is in one place, and the Tumim is in a different place. I mean, he doesn't know Bechlal if he went to the place of the Tumim. That's called a Safik Rachik, and according to Rebbe Lezer, it can be makel even by one Safik. The Pshuta of the Ramban doesn't mean an amount of percentages. When normally, the way to simply understand every Safik is what's the chances that it's Usser? What are the chances that it's Mutter? You look at 40% Mutter, 60% Usser. We have to look at what are the percentages, what are the chances that it's going to be Mutter or Usser. I don't think that the Ramban means that the actual chance of how likely it is that it became Tameh or not. It's more in just, if we don't see the potential Isser in front of our eyes, so that's called a Safik Rachik. That's called, it's Mechi Tesi to be Mistapik. It's true. It could very well be that it's Usser. If I don't see the potential Isser in front of me, then I don't see a Safik. I don't see a Mokum of a Safik. It could be the likelihood is equal, but I have when if everything presume right now everything is always mutter. A person is tar. I have to have a misapik. I have to have a reason to think that something changed. If you went into a bika where there's one sada in the bika that has tumah, so I say I have no idea that you have any shaykhus to the tumah bichlal. Meyachides, you get anywhere near the tumah. So in this case, I don't have a safik bichlal. That's called the safik rochik, as Raman calls it. I remember many years ago when I was a bacher, I learned speaking to Rabbi Folsh Malevitz about it. He said a similar yisoid in Dini Mamonis, that certain times the suffix says that mei chitesi be mistapik. And I told him that, you know, it's hard for me to understand this. Lamais, it's a suffix. What's trying to mei chitesi suffix is different than regular suffix. So Rabbi Folsh looked at me and said, you don't understand this? He said, our whole lives are based on this. He said, the person gets a headache. He says, You know how many potential deadly diseases he might have when he has, and the headache is a symptom of all those one of these many potential diseases. She should run to a doctor right away every time that you get a headache because you might have something terrible. So the person doesn't live that way. You take two Tylenols and you go weiter because my stomach's just a headache. It could be something much more chomer, but why should we assume that my stomach's just a headache? So also over here, a person walks into a bika. It's possible it became Tameh. But why should I assume that? Mechitesi. Mechitesi to go so right. Somewhere in this bika there's Tumah. As long as until I see that a person got close to the place of the Tumah, and if it's something whether he actually was Nitma or not, so I say, Mechitesi, I don't see the Safik Bichlal. That's his side of Safik Bia. that are not mistabik b'chal l'fir b'lezer. And that's also as Rashi learns in the Gemara Namid Beis. The Gemara Namid Beis by us says that kein de mepas de mifchasi tuva. So adai to the mamayne paschu. So Gemara asks that it should be like a suffik maga, and because it's so many open up for mamin, so it's like a suffik bia. So Rashi explains. Because it's mucha milsa that they opened up for mamin, so it's again meichet easy to see that there's any chashav yai nesach. When I see goyim that are stealing and they're being oisik and making money, so the thoughts of yai nesach don't cross my mind. Meichet easy, it's possible. Anything is possible. It's only one suffik. Anything is possible. But I don't see that side in front of me, b'chol. So that's the grace you say that you see of our sugya, that not all sfeikas are created equal. Some sfeikas, when there's something called the something maga, so I have to know whether the tumah happened, whether the iser happened, that I have to be mistopic. Not the klal is that I'm machmir by sfeikas, and specifically by Rosh Hashanah Yochid, I'm machmir, sfeik kevadai, that I'm machmir by one sfeik. But here, according to Belezer, sfeik bia is not called the sfeik b'chol. That's according to that's the opinion of Rashi, but by Sveik Sveika, for sure we're Mikkel. By other Yisurim, for sure we're Mikkel. By Tumber Shayacha, there's a reason why not. But by other Yisurim, for sure we're Mikkel by Sveik Sveika, and even the Rabbanan agree to Rebbe Lezer. I thought just up here, this is site of Savik Bia, why Rebbe Lezer is Mikkel. Actually, there's potentially another answer to the question Taiz asked on Rashi. Taiz asked on Rashi that if the Rabbanan are Mikkel, by Sveik Sveika, by Sinar Gemara, right, the mission there says that no, the Rabbanan are Machmer by Sveik Sveika. Is always tummy. So why the Rabbanan here Mako by Sveik Sveika? By Sveik Sveika? That's the question of Taisus. I thought another possible answer is that it's true the Rabbanan were Machmir by Sveik Sveika, by Tzavik Tumer Shusayachit. But it could be that by Tzavik Bia, the Rabbanan were Mako even by Rishu Sayachit. The Hainu, the Rebbe Lezer holds that Tzavik Bia is considered a Tzavik that's a Mehechetesi. Mehechetesi to be mistopic, so even when there's one Tzavik I could be Mekel. I wouldn't say no, that even Tzavik Bia is not such a far Tzavik that I say that Mehechetesi v'chlav. No! You went into the Bika, the Bika has Tumah in it. So, it's not so vite, it's not so far away to imagine that you became Tumah. So by one Tzavik, the Rabbanu will be Machmir. But could be that by two Tzavikas, even Rosh Hashayachad, the Rabbanan are Mekel. By two regular Sveikas, Rosh Hashayachad, you have to be Machmir. Because each one I have to be Machmir on. But here, one Suffolk is more further away than a regular Suffolk. So it could be that even the Rabbanan argue on a Belezer, by one Suffolk when there's a Suffolk Bia, when you add another Suffolk, maybe the Rabbanan are Mekel. That's a possibility. Matthias Akoponent didn't hold to that possibility. Matthias said that no, that the Rabbanan are always Machmir by Sveika, by Tumah, and they're only Mekel by us, by Yisurim. This is again the opinion of Rashi. Machoikis is by one Tzafik. The second opinion in the Rishonim is the Rashbam and Babasra. Rashbam and Babasra Daf Nun Hei is even Makar from the Gemara there. Learns that no, everyone agrees that one Tzafik is Asr, and everyone agrees that Tzfik Tzfika is Mutter. The Machoikis is it one Tzafik, or is it two Tzfikas? Machoikis is Guva, how to understand the Tzafik of Tzafik Bia. Says the Rashbam, listen, if there wouldn't be any demarcation lines between one field and another field, so the whole bikkah would be considered one place. And if I just have a huge bikkah, 100 acres of a bikkah, and a person, and there's tumah somewhere in this bikkah, and a person goes in, so wherever he went, there's a suffix that maybe he went to the place of the tumah. So it'd be a suffix maga and it'd be tumah. But now what do we do? This 100 acres became 100 fields, and everyone has a field which is an acre. So now my suffix is, which of the 100 fields did I walk through that one field that had the tumah? Might have kamina to suffix tumah that 100 people have ownership here and they made different fields. Whatever they made to differentiate the one field from another, the white lines they put across, however they did it, the cones that they stood up between one field and the other, that makes it a different suffix? You want to say no? It's still called one suffix. Still called one suffix did you go to the place of the tumah? That's the opinion of the Chacham. And Rebbe Lezer says, no, now that Lamaiso people, we look at it in different fields. So each field becomes its own place. So now I have a question, did I b'chla go to the place of the tumah? And even if I did go to the place of the tumah, maybe I didn't touch the tumah itself. So there's a sfeik seika. And that's machlekes Rabbanan and Belezer. It's a very beautiful pshat in the machlekes Rabbanan and Belezer, and there's actually a big makarv to that in the sugya in Baba Basra. However, in our sugya, it's very difficult. What Tez asks in the Rashbam is that you see in our Gemara that Rabbi Lezer is machmir even by one suffik. And the Gemara on Amud Aleph assumes that the question was whether it was a goy or whether it was a Yisrael. The Gemara is toiled to Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan. And the Gemara answers that by sfeik seika, even the Rabbanan are mikel. We see that Rabbi Lezer is mikel even by one suffik. I know this is something that we said in Rashi, that suffik bia is a suffik rochik, like the Ramban says. According to the Rashbam, that's not true. That's not the pshat of Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer is mikel because it's two sfeikas. So that's very sure from our Gemara, that the Gemara is mavur that Rabbi Lezer is mikel even by one suffik. That's a tzarachin to how the Rashbam learned our sugya. The third opinion we have in the Rishonim is that of Rabbeinu Tam, that Tesis brings there in Baba Basra. The opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is that the Rabbi Lezer is the whole machlek is by sfeik sfeika. The whole machlek is by sfeik sfeika. Rabbi Lezer says that tzavik tumim b'shayachet is tamei, is only by chara sfeika. Ein l'chaboy el l'chidushay, only by chara sfeika. But by sfeik sfeika, it's going to be tar. And the Rabbanan say, no, that mali chad sfeik, mali trei sfeika. So the Torah is machmer by one sfeik, so it's also going to be machmer by two sfeikas. So the whole machlek is by sfeik sfeika. So the Gemara Namad Beis, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is very good. And the Gemara Namad Beis is talking about a sfeik sfeika. Rashi, it was nitchak to learn the Gemara Namad Beis by chad sfeik. But the Peshutah, the Gemara Namad Beis by us, is talking about sfeik sfeika. And it's still only mutter lefir belezer, but lefir dechachavim it's usher. So that's a big makar to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. But what do we do with the Gemara Namad Aleph? Gemara Namad Aleph says that by chad sfeika, belezer is mekel, and by sfeik sfeika, even Rabbanan are mekel. According to Rabbeinu Tam, both those are not true. Rabbi Lezer is machmir by chad sfeik, and Rabbanan are machmir by sfeik sfeik. So how do you learn the Gemara Namad Aleph? So that Rabbeinu Tam brings a different girsa. If the Gemara wasn't answering the Rabbanan, when the Gemara says, kevin mefas chituva, it wasn't answering the question. It was explaining why Lefir Belezer it's mekel. Lefir Belezer were mekel over here because if we just want suffik, then even Rabbi Lezer would agree that it's usher. But because there's another suffik, then mefaschi l'shem amayna, so that's why it's mutter Lefir Belezer. But Lefir Rabbanan, it's taka usher. So Lefir Ben Tam, both by Tuma and by Yei Nesach, Rabbanan and Rabbi Lezer argue what the din of sfeik sfeika is. Everyone agrees that chad sfeik is aser, but by sfeik sfeika, Rabbi Lezer is mekel, and Rabbanan are machmir. So Tosafos explains in this why by machmir by sfeik tuma by sfeik sfeika. We'll see in a second. But that's avad only klal by sfeik tuma. By all other isurim, we're avad mekel by sfeik sfeika. All of shas in many places were mekel by sfeik sfeika. So why are the Rabbanan machmir by yai nesach by sfeik sfeika? So that says that we see in our perek that a lot of times Chazal were medama yai nesach to safik tuma. So if lemaisa and safik tuma were machmir by sfeik sfeika, so also by safik yai nesach would also be machmir like by sfeik sfeika lefid the chachamim. So that's why lefid the chachamim is going to be usher by yai nesach even by sfeik sfeika. Lefir Belazar, no, both by tuma and by yai nesach. Only one suffix is aser, but sfeik sfeika is mutter. Why lemaisa? Now the question we've been pushing off. Why lemaisa are the Rabbanan machmir by sfeik sfeika, by suffix tuma? So Taisa says a lot. Taisa says that min adin we should be makel by suffix tuma b'shusha yachid because there's chazaka. We should put a person on his cheskas taira and we should be makel by suffix tuma b'shusha yachid. The afinan mi saita de tummy. However, we don't say that. Rather, we learn out of saita that it's tummy. The imkain mali charis veika mali treis veiki. The afilu becharis veika lememer de tor. If we see the Torah went out of its way to be machmir, normally we go with chazaka, and here the Torah said don't use chazaka. So therefore, if the Torah is telling us to change the kolam over here to not use chazaka, so also we don't use fake veika. That's what Taisa says. So Taisa says, from Riyata, is just saying something, you know, a general chumra. We see the Torah is machmir about chazaka. So once it's machmir that we don't use chazaka, so it's also machmir, mistam is also machmir not to use sfeik sfeika. But the Chayyim Taisa needs explanation. How do we see from the chumra of chazaka that also not to go sick seka. Maybe not. Maybe we don't use chazaka because we don't use chazaka in Rosh Hashanah. Why does it also tell us not to go with fake sveika? Fake sveika is a different heter. It's not based on chazaka. Why can't we use that? So Rav Shimon in Shari Yesher, Shari Aleph, Shari Sveikas, Perek Yotes, Shimon explains the Taisus. So Shimon explains first, Marich explain what the said heter is fake sveika is. It's a big tumult in the Achronim. Why if Sufik is Surah Lechumra, Sufik Daraisa Lechumra, why when there's a fake sveika, are we makom? So Rav Shimon basically says that even though we're machmir on a savik d'oraisa l'chumra, but it's not like it's iser itself. In iser itself, you get an einish for. You get the Torah gives you an einish, malchus, misa, whatever each iser for its appropriate einish you get by the iser. By a savik iser, even though we have to be machmir and mid'oraisa, we have to be machmir. The opinion of basically all the Rishonim except the Rambam is that din a savik d'oraisa l'chumra is a din d'oraisa. And we need to be machmir on a safek d'oraisa. But the fact that something is already in a situation of a safek, it's not entirely in its iser. It's not for sure to us that it's usser. Torah said, you have to be machmir, but if you're not machmir, nishka ferlach. You don't get the punishment. So we see the Torah already in a safek said the iser is the fact of my lack of knowledge, whether it's usser, already made the iser more kal. That's when there's one suffix. Now we come to another suffix in the first suffix. There's another suffix. So we see that a suffix makes makes my relationship to the Isra makes it leichter, makes it not as bad. When there's a suffix, the Torah says, be machmir, but don't worry about it so much. You're not punished. So now when I add another suffix, that makes Isser further away from me. It would only be Isser if both A were true and B were true. I need two things to be true for the Isser to be Isser. So that the additional suffix makes Isser further away. And Isser is further away. I don't need to be worried about it. I don't need to be chayshu for such an Isser. The lashon of Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph about a sveik sveika is kulei hai loichai shinan. So far away, I don't have to be cheshish. Cheshish for one suffix, I have to be cheshish. But already that, I already see, even though by suffix the rights of the chumra, I know you have to be machmir, but already in that, I see that it's a cheshash. It's not called iser itself. So now when I add on another suffix, so that tells me that I can be makom. Says Rabbi Shimon, Lefiza, we understand very well why by suffix tumah b'rishus hayochid is aser, even by sveik sveika. Why? Because by Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, the din is that Safik is Kivadai. Regular by Safik Yisurim, you don't get an Einash. But by Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, the Gedur, as the Gemara says in Saita, Daf Chaf Ches, that Safik is Kivadai. It's Kilu Avadai Tumah. So it's, when I'm Machmir, the way that I'm Machmir, by Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, is in a different way than I'm Machmir by all other Safik Yisurim. It's true that always Safik Darais Alechumra. But there, it became more Kal, with the fact that was a Safik. It was a Chash, but it wasn't like the Isser itself. V'harayirad, you don't get a punishment. Which is kivadai. So that, it's like the Isser Mamish. So in case, it's true, as Sveik Sveik, it's true, it's less likely that it's Usser. And kulei hai loichai shinan. But here, I have no right to be Mako in the first Safik. I see here the Torah didn't make Sveikas of Sveik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid any more kal than Vandai. Being that that's the case, I have to be machmer also by a sveik sveika. That's a gevaldik pshat in Rosh Hashanah by sveik sveika. And mainly explains that's also the aside why we're machmer by sveik tumah b'rishus hayochid, even by a sveik sveika. But Taisus Lachar doesn't say that. Taisus says that because we're machmer, even though there's a chazaka, so also we're machmer by a sveik sveika. What does Taisus learn out of chazaka? So explains Rosh Hashanah in the following. That the Mavurin Ksubis Zav Tezvav, that even though Sveik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid is Sveikai Tameh, when there's a Roiv, it's Tar. If there's a Roiv to be Matar, then it's Tar. However, Chazaka does not work with Sveik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid. So you see that there's a difference between Chazaka and Roiv. Chazaka does not work in Sveik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, and Roiv does work in Sveik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid. What's the difference? Says Rav Shimon, that a Roiv takes away the Sufik. There's no more Sufik. Rav Ki'ilu tells me that I can assume that what actually happened is like the Rav. So then I don't, there's no more suffix. I know what happened. The Rav tells me that what happened. So when there's no suffix, so I'm metar. Mashiachin Chazaka, says Rav Shimon, doesn't tell me that I know what happened. No, you have no idea what happened. There's a suffix hashaka, 50-50 chance that what happened. Chazaka tells you that even though you don't know what happened, you could still be makel. So Chazaka, every Chazaka agrees to the situation that there is a suffix. But it tells that you could be makel even though there's a suffix. That's the role of Chazaka always. So that doesn't work in Tzavitum Bershus Ayachid. Because Tzavitum Bershus Ayachid says as long as there's a situation of a suffix, you have to be machmir. But all other Yisurim, it's not that way. But all other Yisurim, once there's a situation of a suffix, things are already different. We don't know that there's a Vada Yisr. So then we could use Chazaka. We could use Chazaka to say that if you don't know of a Vada Yisr, okay, Chazaka could tell you that it's Mutter. But by Tzavitum Bershus Ayachid, Kozman, that there's a matzav of a suffix, that tells me that the way I act is kilu avada iser. I have to take the matzav of suffix itself is iser. I'm machmir entirely in the suffix. So therefore chazak is a mitayar me in Rosh Hashayachim. Because the suffix still exists, and the suffix itself says iser. Kozman, there's a suffix, it's iser. So I said to Rishim, and that's a pshat and tesis, gevalt the pshat and tesis. So he says, we see that really you should normally be mutter by chazaka. And my subject of Mimber should say, Yachid, the Torah was machmir, to not go with Chazaka. Why not? Because as long as a suffix exists, so it's Aser. It's Aser B'Torah's Vaday. So in Cain, I'm also not make-up by Sveik Sveika. Whole reason I'm make-up by Sveik Sveika is based on the fact that a suffix is not like the Vaday Yisr. So therefore, by two Sveikas, I could be make-up. But here, the suffix is like the Vaday Yisr. Harai, you don't go with Chazaka. So Mela, there's no makom for, there's no letter for Sveik Sveika either. Because the first suffix is like the Isser itself. So therefore I'm also have to be machmir by Sveik Sveika. That's Rav Shimon's Pshat, it's a gevaldik Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Kuponim, that's the Yisoid Rabbeinu Tam says, that's why we're machmir by Sveik Sveika, according to the Chachomim. We're machmir by Sveik Sveika by Birushus HaYochid. Because it's anyway an exception that we don't go with Sveik Tuma, we don't go with Cheskos Tyra, it's an exception. So Mali Chad Sveika, Mali Trey Sveiki. And the Blazer says, no, Eilu Chaboy Allah Chidushay. Only one Sveik is Tamei, but two Sveik is Artar. So just again, for a quick summary for the opinions of the Rishonim in the din of Sveik Bia, Rashi Vayas learns the Machoikas is by one Sveik. And Rabbi Lezer's Mekah, even by one Sveik, because it's a Sveik Rachik. And the Banner are Machmer by one Sveik. By Sveik Sveika, by Tuma, their Machmer, Taisa says. But by other Yisroel, they're going to be Mekah. That's the opinion of Rashi. Rashi Baum learns the Machligis is it one Sveik or two Sveikas? And that's very difficult in our Gemara. And Rabbi Natan learns, no, the Machligis is by Sveik Sveika. By Chad Sveika, even Rabbi Lezer holds that it's Asur, that it's Tame. Machligis is by Sveik Sveika. And he has a gears in the Gemara by us on Amun Aleph that we made into a Sveik Sveika to explain why Lefir Belezer it's Tar. But Lefir Rabbanan, it's going to be Aser, even by Sveik Sveika. And even though normally we're Machim by Sveik Sveika, but Yai Nesech has the same dinim as Tuma, and therefore it's Aser. Now, the Gemara of Amaze, we go back to Inyanim of Avodah Zarah. Gemara talks about Ahi Rebisa, a girl that was found by the barrels of wine. And even she had a little bit of the bubbles from the wine, the ufya, the things that bubble up out of the wine. So it's mutter. Because she got it from somewhere else. And we say that they had it, but now it's no longer there. And therefore we're not chayshish that she touched the wine. So Rashi says that it's only because she was a little girl. She was little. If she should be big, then we have to be chayshish that she actually touched the wine. Taisa says that we never find anywhere to be mechalik between a gadol and a katon, a gabi yai nesach. If a gadol answers, then also a katon answers. So in Cain, this Rebisa doesn't have to be a little girl, she could even be a big girl. Who are they in a gdela? The story was with the Rebisa, but who are they in a gdela? It's a mutter. So in Cain, why is the wine mutter if there's a big girl there? So the Ran says the wine was becheskes hamishtamer. We're not stam worried about the wine. The only thing that made us worried is what she's holding on to. But the fact that the goya was there amongst the wine wasn't a reason to be chayshish. Rashi learned we're talking about without a cheskes hamishtamer. So the only reason that was mutter is because she was a ktan. But if he takes that even a gdayla is mutter, there's no difference. Even a ktan, you have to be machmeran normally. You have to be chayshish that she touched the wine. So Bakorcha the Gemara Ketan is Lav Dafka. So the reason that the wine is a mutter, that we're not Chishtamazi that she touched, is because the wine is Bechetzis HaMishtamir. Taiz also says that she got this ufia, she got it from the avir. She didn't actually pull it off the top of the wine. If you'd have pulled it off the top of the wine, then the wine would be usher because of nitzik. Rather, it's got detached from the wine, and that's where she got it from. So that's why there's no, we're not chayshish that she touched the wine, and she could actually touch this without touching the wine because it was detached from the wine. That's in this story of Ribisa. Mara then goes to bring another story of the Mesiras HaMafteach. They gave the Mafteach to a Goya, and they said that Loi Masrala Ela Shmiras HaMafteach Bilvad. They only gave it in order to watch the key, and therefore the wine is Mutter. We're not choshish about the wine. So the Rishonim bring Bishen the Tesis, it's not a Tesis that we have. That this heter of Mesiras HaMafteach is Afilu Diyushu Maflik. Even when you told the guy that you're going far away, but you told him to watch the key, you didn't tell him to be in charge of the house, so then we're not choshish that he went into the house. Rishonim bring a story that happened times of Balei HaTesis, that everyone in a village went to Davin on Yom Kippur, they went to Davin in the shul in the city nearby, and some lady gave the key to the wine, to where the wine was, she gave it to her neighbor, the Goya, and she said, because she only gave her the Mafteach, so therefore they were mekel, even though they know they're going to Davin the whole day on Yom Kippur, in the town, it was still much. But the Rishonim are not happy with this Chiddush, that even Ha'idiyo Yishu Mafleg, it's mutter. The Ran and the Ritva say that no, we're talking about a case when the wine was Becheskos HaMishtamer, or it was opened up to Rosh HaSarabim, and therefore we're not Chayshish. That we don't have the regular chashash of the guy being in charge of the wine. The fact that you gave him the key, that might be a new chashash. Because you gave him the key, you told him, go do whatever you want. So that we say no. And we're not chayshish that he went into the wine. The Rambam, when he brings down this Gemara, he says that if you give him the key, you say, here, take this key to this house, then it's usher. It's only mutter if you tell him the feirush, but stam giving the key without explaining what you give it for, then it's usher. Hold on to the key specifically. You specify that it's only given for the key itself. Then only then are we makel. That's the opinion of the Rambam. But the Ketzav Mishnah says that the Rishonim are makel stam. The Rishonim are makel even by Masr lo stam, and that's what Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. Even by Masr lo stam, the Mafteach. We say that by Masr lo Adam Sirus Mafteach Bilvad, and it's mutter. The last point here is in the Gemara brings a Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. It's actually a Machlokes in Dinei Tyrus. And a Chotzer Shechilka B'Misipas. It's a small wall. You separate the Chotzer. So Rav says that the race of Tmeis, or Chesh the Am Aretz, touched your Tyrus. And Rabbi Yechanan says, no, after the race of Tyrus, just like we're Mekel by Yai Nesach, also we're Mekel by Tyrus, to say that the Tyrus did not become Tami. More in Hemshech of the Gemara, that when there are two Chatzeres of Pnimis and a Chitzayna, so then everyone agrees that it's Tar, because if he goes out, if the Baal Chitzayna goes to the Pnimis, then he's Vada Nifas Kaganif. So therefore, it's going to be Tar. And by Gagin, when you have two Gagin next to each other, the Am Aretz and the Chaver, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Tamei only when the Gag of the Chaver is on top of the Gag of the Amoritz. Because then he could say that he was just walking and checking out the borders and he stuck his hand there, that his hand reaches the roof of his neighbor, of his neighbors. Hashenkin, when it's Gag and Ashavin, when the Gag are at the same height, so if you're Be'echanan, it's going to be Tar, just like the two Sadas at the same height, that they're Tar. And Ravels, no. Ravels are just like when the Gag is above, it's Tameh. Also, when the Gagim are the same height, they're going to be Tameh. Just like by the Chatzah, where Rav is Machmir. So now in the Machlekes, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan is in two places. By Gagin HaShavin, Lefi Rabbi Yechanan it's Tar, and Lefi Rav it's Tameh. And also by a Chatzah, Shechilka B'Mesipas. Lefi Rabbi Yechanan it's Tar, and Lefi Rav it's Tameh. Rabbi Yechanan holds that even in these cases, it's called like Nifas Olaf Kaganif. So the Chazanish says over, that even in not only by a Pnimis and a Chitzayna is a Nifas Kaganif, but even by by the chotzer shechulka b'mesipas or the two gagin. Also in these cases, it's nifas lof kekaniv. The only case it's not nifas kekaniv is when the chaver's roof is above the roof of the amaretz. Chazanish in Tyrus Simin Ches Sifkatan Hey. It's a very basic question in Pshat. Chazanish asks that by the chotzer we see that you need to be mechilka b'mesipas. In order to be tar, it has to be a mesipas between them. There has to be some sort of differentiation between the two chatzeres. But if they're equal, if your backyard opens up to your neighbor's backyard, then it's going to be tame. But by the two gagin, it's tame, even though they're mamish at the same height. By the gagin, there's no mention of a mesipas. Mash, that's not, that the two gagin, even though they're mamish one right next to the other, it's still tar. Why is it different than a chatzer that you need a mesipas? Says the Chazon Ish that a gag, each person's roof has it's on top of his house. The fact that it's on top of his house, that itself makes that it's cholotash mishum zamizah. K'shem shediyur nechalukin lamata. Just like in my house, I live separately from my neighbor. So too, when I go to my roof is a continuation of my house. So on my roof also, even if it's mamish connected to my neighbor's roof, but the fact that it's on top of my house, that already says that I know that only mishamish in my roof and not my neighbor's roof. So if I go onto my neighbor's roof, it's already nifas kaganif. I have no right going in his, on his roof. Shenke, in your backyard, if one's a person's backyard is connected mamash to his neighbor's backyard without any mesipas, no differentiation between them, so then it's all like one big chutzer, and you're mishamish together. So even if you decide not to be mishamish together, but until you make an actual differentiation between them with the mesipas, so then it's considered all like one chotzer, and you're not nitfas kaganev by going into your neighbor's backyard. So that's why by the chatzeres you need a mesipas, but by the gagin we don't need a mesipas. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.